Thank you for joining us, Kevin Miller, in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. You remember the book, What It Takes, by Richard Ben Kramer. If you haven't read it, it was written in 1988 about the 88 presidential race, and it talked about and profiled the candidates for the White House, Dick Gephardt, George Bush the first. I'm trying to think of the other, not Bob Dole, Jack Kemp, all these people that ran for office, and it was it's the preeminent book in politics. But whenever I talk to somebody that's running for office, I always remember that, What It Takes. Joining us now, candidate for governor, Republican candidate for governor, Ed Humphreys. Ed, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me on the air. This is actually my first time in a radio station.
And you brought donuts and coffee and everything else when you're taking a look at it coming in. So, running for governor, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, the first thing I would want to speak to, you'd mentioned the way to victory, right? And I think that one of the things that Republican candidates need to bring to the table is the will to win, right? We got to have some fire in our belly. And so for me, what I bring is that fire, some energy, and a new voice to the cause of conservatism. And we jumped in the race, in March, actually, but we launched the ship. We put the ship in the water, I say, a couple weeks ago, publicly announced that I'm going to run for governor.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. You're going to challenge the Republican incumbent, Governor Little. Boy, that's like taking on the Kansas City Chiefs if this were the NFL. Tell us a little what went into that. You're a smart guy. You're not like the host here running around with long hair and trying to figure out his way in and out of places. This is a huge challenge, and you're a brilliant guy, so why do this, sir?
Kevin, that's a fantastic question. I think if we study the story of America, what we find is that by small and simple things is what history turns on. And I represent just a small part of a movement where we are embracing our roots, where we are embracing government by the people, for the people. And what you see right now is an undercurrent. It's not just in the Republican Party. It's not just in Idaho. It's across America. And that undercurrent is regular folks stepping up in ways they never have before. I think for so many years we look to folks to bring this experience and look to them for leadership and running the state government and the federal government. And I think what we've come to realize is that, like what Ronald Reagan said, the only experience that you get in politics is how to be political. And what we need is more common sense. What we need are more people with their heart in the right place who want to stand up for this country and for the American dream.
That's easier said than done, but you take a look at right now, you've got Governor Brad Little been involved in Idaho politics for years, and you've got Ed Humphreys coming in, young man, young family. Usually politics is reserved for, I guess that's the theme of the program today, the old people, but you're a fresh-faced guy, you're 30 years old, you're doing the deferred gratification. This is a lot of sacrifice. I don't know if a lot of people understand that or realize that to jump into politics. So what went into the thought process of going from, okay, I could do this, to I want to do this, and I'm willing to pay that price, sir?
Well, I don't know that it started with I could do this. I think what it started with is as I've connected with patriots across the state of Idaho, I've come to find that we're all feeling the same thing. We're all feeling like something is wrong right now. Not everyone can articulate it. Not everybody understands it, but what it is, in my opinion, is that we're watching our shared values experience an assault like never before. We're seeing institutions that the taxpayers support seek to undermine and destroy the American dream. So as I've witnessed this and as I've learned more and connected with folks, the idea had come up, and I was approached to run for governor. And initially, I had thought, that's a wild idea. Nobody's going to consider that seriously. As we continue to have conversations, as I connected with more patriots, what we've come to find out is people are absolutely ready for a new generation of leadership. They're looking for somebody who is bold, who stands by their principles, and folks are done compromising with socialism, and that's what I represent. I am tired of seeing our party and elected officials in our party, not all, we have some wonderful patriots, don't get me wrong, but I am tired of seeing us compromise with socialists, Marxists, and anti-American activists. And I've come to the realization that if we're not willing to put everything on the line right now to save this country, we will lose it. And in my mind, it starts in Idaho. There's 1.8 million people in the state. We're one of the smaller states in the union. But we have some of the best people in the country, salt of the earth kind of folks, with their hearts in the right place. And I know in a Republican primary, people are going to be looking for somebody to lead us in a more positive direction. And so the reason I stepped into this race is because I want to bring the fight to socialism. I want to take it down, and we have to do it in Idaho. We have to show the rest of the country there is a model to win, and there's a model to improve and bring new energy to the Republican Party and market our message and our principles in a way that people find compelling and brings them into our tent.
And that's what we're talking about, the tent of the Idaho Republican Party. Our great friend Ed Humphreys joining us, Republican candidate for governor. So let's talk about critical race theory being taught in schools, because you had done some research on this. People had come to you about this. You went to the legislature because of your presentation. You got the legislators educated. We have a critical race bill that not only got through the House, the Senate, but surprisingly was signed by the governor. Can you give us some details of that, how that all came out?
I'd love speaking on this issue because it's so important for folks to understand. There is an ideology being taught on campuses across America and campuses here in Idaho. And this ideology is teaching young folks to hate this country and hate the ideas that this country was founded on. And folks, you got to know, when we have most of our young people adopting ideas that America is inherently a bad, racist place, that the values that we have, the institutions that have typified America are under threat. And so critical race theory, what I want you to know is it is Marxism 101. It is out of the Marxist playbook. Karl Marx talked about fomenting what he called class consciousness. So this is the idea that you pit one group of people against another, and out of that chaos, you can foment this socialist revolution, which is essentially to turn power over more to the politicians and have them run the details of our lives. And so I've seen this being taught in our schools. I witnessed it. I'll give you the most striking example, one of countless examples that I could offer. BSU has a quiz, a racial inventory quiz. And one of the questions on that quiz asks, what event is tied most directly to the rise of the idea of white supremacy? And I'll be darned if the correct answer on that quiz at BSU is the Declaration of Independence. That's a dangerous notion. Not only are we no longer teaching real history in our schools now, but we're teaching kids to become and young people to become activists and activists against America. And so we have to shut it down. And so an opportunity had come up. There was a chairman for the House Education Committee that would never hear a bill like this, a Republican, but would shut it down at any opportunity. But through a series of events, he was not available for the committee one day. And the next most senior ranking member was an incredible patriot, Representative Judy Boyle. And she wanted to use that one opportunity, that one day, to give me the chance to present a bill to prohibit critical race theory from being taught in Idaho public schools. And we jumped on it. I had one day notice, and we were at the Capitol the next day. And when I showed up to present the bill, and this is how politics works, and people need to understand it so that they can effectively navigate the terrain, we show up, and the first thing I'm told is that leadership is going to put the session into recess, and I'm not allowed to speak. I'm only allowed to introduce myself, present my bill, and thank the committee, and then I have to go. And because there's a lot of folks that don't want to have this conversation, it's very uncomfortable to them. And addressing it means taking on organizations like the teachers union, which doesn't even represent the interests of teachers well or students. This is a fat cat lobbyist group that wants to indoctrinate an entire generation. And so we presented the bill, and at that time they knew that I was going to be out speaking about the bill, that I was going to be stirring the pot on this issue, and they knew they had to get it through. And so sure enough, the governor reluctantly signed that bill because he knew he was in big trouble if he didn't. And he even wrote a letter afterwards to the legislature. After he signs the bill, he writes a letter to the legislature and chastises them for wasting time on some fringe issue. Folks, this is not a fringe issue by any stretch of the imagination. This is something we have to address. So I'm thrilled that it got passed. I applaud the governor for signing it. And I thank you, Kevin. You've been a stalwart on this issue, constantly educating folks about it and the danger associated with it. So thank you. You're a real patriot for this cause.
Well, we're reflecting your values. You've got other things to do. You take time out away from your business, away from your family. You get this through. Ed Humphrey's joining us. If you have a question, 580-5436. He's running for governor. But it was odd that the media and some legislators, and even the comments by the governor, wanted to disprove the evidence that you presented. It was fascinating to me. Well, no, it's the First Amendment. No, and I'm thinking, oh, really? Mr. Humphreys, the legislature, they just made this stuff up even when you presented proof right there in that committee hearing.
Yeah, this is one of the ongoing tactics of the left, which is they cast aspersions and they just discredit everything as a rumor. And I can't tell you, Kevin, how many times I've sat down. We're talking very influential stakeholders, business leaders in the community, elected officials at very high levels. And I sit down and I have candid conversation. I can't tell you how many times people have expressed to me, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, or I don't want to seem like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, but, and then they go in and they talk about the issues. We have to, that is what cancel culture created in us. It created in the Republican movement this sense that we have to veil or clothe our principles in some way. But let me tell you something. When you're presenting evidence and when you have hard fact, do not back down from that. You preach the truth, speak truth to power, and that's what we have to do. So don't make a claim unless you have evidence to back it up. Anyone who knows me knows if I make a claim, I have the evidence to back it up. And that is why we released a video, our launch video. You can see it on edforidaho.com. And we speak to some of these issues, and you can see that racial inventory quiz on that video. But, and some folks were telling me, they said, Ed, don't put that in there. BSU is going to send you a cease and desist letter. And my answer to that was, make my day. Because I could prove it, and they know it. And we've not received anything from BSU because they know that I would embarrass them because I have the facts. And that's all we have to do is continue to speak the truth and show the facts.
More coming up with Ed Humphrey's next, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Ed Humphrey's our guest, running for governor. Kevin Mill in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. Coming up, we'll take some calls, but Ed, this is your time. You take a look at the state of Idaho. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the future, but tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I live in Eagle now. I first moved to Idaho in 2013. I used to be a roughneck on drilling rigs.
Wait a minute. I saw the photos of you on social media. Roughneck.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been on drilling rigs in Colorado, Wyoming, North Dakota, Utah mostly. And that's how I got introduced to Idaho Falls. And when I first saw Idaho Falls, I fell in love with it, and I had moved quickly to Idaho Falls thereafter. And it was in Idaho Falls that I met my wife, Holly. And from there, as we traveled the state and as I had a chance to see the state and get to know the people here, I just knew this was somewhere that I'd always be. And so my wife got into it. At the time when I met her, she was a registered nurse. I was a roughneck, quite a pair. She then went on to finish a graduate degree and get into anesthesia. And she inspired me to do the same thing. And so I went and got a bachelor's. But before that, Kevin, the thing I think most people find odd is I'm one of the rare people who never graduated the eighth grade and went on to finish a master's degree in finance. And I've lived a blue-collar life, you could say. I grew up in very meager circumstances. And Idaho has truly been a land of opportunity for me and for my wife. And I had the chance to move initially to Meridian, then Eagle, and start building a book of business as a financial advisor. And I had been a financial advisor for almost 5 years. And in that time, I had grown a book of business and was managing almost $40 million and working with hundreds of clients, families, and small business owners from across the state and actually in some parts of the country, other parts of the country. But as I got involved in the Republican Party, because I've always been involved in the community, you know, as president of the Meridian Kiwanis, I still now sit on the board of directors for the Meridian Library Foundation. And I was pushed to get involved in the Republican Party. And when I started getting involved, I just looked around and I began to realize we don't have a message to win, and we don't have the will to win. And that is the gap that I wanted to fill. And so I dove in to Republican politics here locally and made some big waves. First series of elections I participated in, we had won a series of elections that actually put me on the executive committee for the state Republican Party. So I now sit on the executive board as the Region 4 chairman, and I'm one of the 18 people who get to have a voice in the direction of the party and help mold it. And I feel like I've brought some of that zeal, some of that vigor into the party. And you know, there's still a ways to go, but I feel like the party is moving in the right direction. I feel like the party is moving more conservative. I think that was you could see that in this last winter meeting when from the resolutions that were passed through the Republican Party, there was not the typical nastiness during the state central committee meeting. Republicans are the grassroots. Let me preface what I'm about to say. Grassroots Republicans are unifying in a way that I don't think has been seen in a long time, and moving the party in the right direction. But to finish answering your question, Kevin, my wife and I, we live in Eagle. We have a son, Dallin. He's 3 years old, and we have a baby girl on the way. So we're gonna have a baby girl on July 9th. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. And you're still running for governor.
Yeah, so this is something, as my wife and I prayed about it, pondered this. Certainly one of the things, you know, I'm obligated to do what's best for my family. And we talked about this and we asked ourselves, if we don't get involved in a big way now, what's really going to be the effect for our posterity, for our children? And the reality is that they will not live in the America that we lived in. You know, my family came here from Eastern Europe, lived under, fled from communism. They came to this country. My mother cleaned hotel rooms, worked in restaurants, and my father laid tile and fabricated and installed granite countertops and other applications. And so I had seen my family work hard and follow the rules, and now all of our situations have been transformed. For me, I mean, it was just about 13 years ago, I was living in a 26-foot travel trailer. And so I've been able to come from that, get a master's degree, end up managing tens of millions of dollars, and now here I am running for governor of the state of Idaho. And that is the story of America, and this is what people are hungry for right now. They want to have hope that our future is bright and that the rising generation is going to contend for our shared values, and not just contend, but win. And that's what I can do is win. And you'll see that from the people that we bring in that are around this movement, and you'll see that from the fresh faces that are coming in and the content that we're creating and the videos that we're putting out. But We're just a band of regular folks. My campaign manager, Tracy Kalish, she's a stay-at-home mom that founded Eagle Conservatives, a small group, and she was one of the people who helped lead the charge of many. There are many great folks in Eagle that all linked arms to get it done. But we got rid of the Democrats on our city council in Eagle. We got rid of our Democrat mayor in Eagle. We're Republican now. We're a Second Amendment sanctuary city now. That is what we need to bring. So the gentleman, the videographer who filmed and edited the video that you can see on edforidaho.com, he's former SWAT. This is not a professional videographer, right? And so we're bringing people in that have limited political experience, and we're going to do something totally new.
Let's see what James has to say. James, good morning. You're on KIDO Talk Radio with Ed Humphries.
Well, I just wanted to say I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon, when it was still, you had a chance of having Republican governors and senators and stuff. And Republicans in Portland and in Seattle, and they capitulated to the Democrats, and now we see what happened. You know, they've turned into California. Well, I had to go to California for 20 years, and I was part of the group that, you know, recalled Governor Gray Davis. And we got Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, and he, you know, just like the Bush family, just like other Republicans, they let us down. Ronald Reagan, of course, was a Democrat when he was the governor. But my hope is that we keep a governor that's Republican in Idaho and understands that the Democrats want to bring a blue tide, and they want to get rid of we the people. They want it to be, we're the government, we tell you, and you are just a bunch of cows and a bunch of serfs that have to do the bidding of the Democrats.
Sure.
And I also see in the Bible, I've seen it for a long time, and I've argued with Bible scholars that in Isaiah it talks about a leader and a commander of the peoples that is also a witness of God's mercy and what God is doing in the world. And it's a country that was not around when Israel was around. And it's going to be a big friend to Israel. And I don't think that is in our past. I think that is in our future. And I think it talks directly about the United States of America and a future president.
Great call, James. More coming up with Ed Humphries next. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. He's running for governor. We'll take your calls on that. We'll talk about the big issues facing the Gem State. Kevin Miller, KIDO Talk Radio. Blessed to be with you, Kevin Miller in the morning. Ed Humphries joining us, Republican candidate for governor. Let's go to the phones, and we start with Russell. Russell, good morning. You're on KIDO Talk Radio.
Thank you, Kevin. I have a question for Mr. Humphries. I had a lot of experience in Eastern Europe studying totalitarianism over the years, and I want to ask him, does he see the totalitarian, let's say, takeover of the United States through the Democratic Party as primarily a spiritual thing or a political thing? And the second part of the question, whether or not the dormant Christians of America, you know, let's say the Reverend Nobodies who just work and are, you know, they're just honest, pay their bills, and have never been involved in politics, are really the solution to the new grassroots movement he's talking about. And I'll hang up and listen to his answers.
All right. Ed, your thoughts on what Russell had to say in the movement?
Russell, I love your question. And your experience tells me and everyone else who's listening that this is something that we need to pay attention to. The answer to your first question is that absolutely this is the seeds of totalitarianism, but I'm not going to point the finger at a political party because this single issue crosses party lines. Let me give you a perfect example. We have a lot of Republican elected officials who have adopted socialist ideologies and tactics like central planning. And what central planning is, it essentially means that when you believe that, quote, subject matter experts right, should have more power to dictate the details of our lives than individuals and families do over their own lives, then what you'll have is more power to the state. And once you go down that slippery path, it's just like one of my favorite economists says, F.A. Hayek, it is the road to serfdom. And haven't we seen that in COVID response? Have we not seen how supposed subject matter experts told us that it was that you couldn't go to church? We shut down churches. We arrested people for singing hymns in public here in Idaho. But somehow the experts say that while church is a super spreader, Costco isn't, right? These big box stores are not super spreaders. And the reason for that, you all know the answer. The reason for that, those organizations have lobbyists. The tailor, he doesn't. There's no lobbyists there, so that business gets shut down. So we are seeing the seeds of totalitarianism be sown. Don't forget that. The second part to your question is an important one, and I believe that we are absolutely in a spiritual war across this country. I think it is a war we will win here in Idaho. We're going to show the rest of America how it's done. But we are in a time where good is called evil, up is down, and boys are girls. Even BSU has a transgender resource guide that they offer to students for puberty blockers and hormone therapy and how to change all their licensure, the name on their licensure, and they practice all these different pronouns. That right there tells you we live now in a country that has almost lost its identity entirely.
All right, let's get another call. Let's go to Eric. Is this Eric in Cuna?
Yeah.
The Wild Man. Good morning. You're on with Ed Humphreys. Go ahead, Eric.
Morning. Hey, Ed, I really love everything you were saying. I wish you were the governor right now. It's just complete insanity, and it really is a spiritual war, just like you said. And I want to say that it's really sad because over the years, especially in the Obama administration, our younger generation their perception has been polluted with these touchy-feely issues. And then with the Democrats try to convert, they've been converting it into policy. And now we have a generation, I'm not saying my own kids are not part of this generation. They see through the perception because I've informed them enough. I have a 27-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. So, and I have a granddaughter. So I'm not speaking about my own children, but I work with some younger people that are good people, and they just don't really realize what they're rooting for, and what they don't really see is like, look, what you're rooting for is the government come in and completely ruin everything in the name of whatever touchy feely policy in the name of green environmentalism. I'm not trusting all this stuff, I don't really know a lot about you, but that bill, that is great, and it's so ridiculous how the governor came back and retorted himself. I don't know if that was a PR move or he was, trying to slap everybody's hands because he's the daddy or what that was, but it's like, if you're going to do something as a man, stand up behind what you do. Don't turn around and backpedal because that's going to want to make everybody vote for you, Mr. Humphreys.
All right. Thank you, Wild Man from CUNA. Ed, your thoughts.
Eric, you're spot on. You got to plant your flag and stand by it. And that's exactly what's missing right now. But as far as capturing the rising generation, I love something that the Idaho Young Republican chairman says, Daniel Silver. And he says, our party has a wealth of experience and wisdom, but has a serious deficit in youth vigor and energy. And the Democrats have no experience, no wisdom, and a whole lot of youth and energy, and that is why they win. If you are right now listening to this, what you need to know, if you want to start winning, if you want to see conservatives win, we need the rising generation. Kevin does an incredible job educating people on this, speaking to this issue. And so I'm appreciative of him. He's going to be held as a hero of this movement because Kevin Miller is always trying to get the younger generation involved, and that's what's on my heart. We can't keep sending, and I got a lot of people on my kitchen cabinet who are advising me, who are counseling me, very wise, and I love them dearly. But we got to start being candid here. We got to be honest. Let's quit sending in the 60, 70, and 80-year-olds. Let's try something new. They're in a position right now where they can hand off their wisdom, but right now we need folks with fire in the belly, and that's exactly why I'm running for governor.
Let's go to Ron Paul Jim for Ed Humphries on KIDO Talk Radio. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Morning, Kevin. Mr. Humphrey, I like what you're saying. I was a precinct committee man prior to the 2012 election, and I witnessed firsthand how corrupt the party is. This is their country club, and they don't like outsiders coming in and rocking the boat. I asked questions to those wanting to solidify the platform. Why isn't there the very first line in that platform to protect and defend the Constitution? It's not even in there at all. And you know what? I ran unopposed when I first ran, and they got rid of me in 2 years. So I can see the corruption firsthand in that party. I know that the real election is the primary, and the primary is conducted by the party, not by the state. Isn't that correct?
Ron, you're spot on. The people who choose what appears on the ballot are the ones who are in control.
Well, they wanted us to shut up, get in line, and follow orders as an elected committee man, which I and many of the newly elected refused to do. And even that caucus they had, it was so easily corruptible, counting pennies that they gave you. All it would take is for someone who knew to bring in pocketfuls of pennies. You know, this is an absolute joke. And the evidence is when a policy or during session, when they bought the HP campus at the 11th hour.
Right. And,
why,
you know,
did
Ron
that
Paul,
pass?
You're right about that, Ron Paul Jim. And we were the only ones that took care of that. We're going to turn Ed's mic off for a minute. We're going to go to our friend Andrew joining us. Andrew, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you, Kevin?
Not bad. Let's talk a little bit about Boise Medical Boise Medical Clinic and what they can do to help men.
Well, we are helping a lot of guys basically get off of the pill and improve or eliminate the ED. So many guys struggling with this. And the leading cause of erectile dysfunction is damaged blood vessels and restricted blood flow. So it makes sense that a technology that can improve blood flow really can work. Our technology at Boise Medical Clinic is backed by 40 studies saying this can safely and effectively treat erectile dysfunction. Get the blood flowing in the bedroom where you want it, when you want it.
Well, and that's easier said than done. So for people that would like to get off the pill and stop the E and the D, Andrew, what can they do?
Well, go to BoiseMedicalClinic.com. If you want to do a little research, if you're ready to go and you really do want to get the relationship back to those younger years, call us right now. The assessment, exam, blood flow ultrasound is free, and that little perk that produces immediate results in the bedroom. You'll love it, guys. You can call us at 208-202-5000. That's 208-202-5000.
All right, Andrew. Thank you very much. You have a great one, young man.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. And more with Ed Humphries as we continue on talking about his candidacy for Idaho governor. Holly joins us from Caldwell on KIDO Talk Radio. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Kevin. I just had a couple questions for Ed. I think that a lot of people are enjoying his well-put-together message. They're saying a lot of things that people are wanting to hear. There are a lot of us who, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere. We don't know him that well. And I'd like to hear if he could talk to us a little bit about when he decided to run and I'd like maybe for him to talk a little bit about his top three campaign donors. I don't want to hear about the individual grassroots. I want to hear about the big money and how he secured that and what those organizations have in the state for him to be governor.
Go ahead, Ed.
Holly, I think it's a fair question. The first part, what I want to say is that if we're going to go off of names we know, then you're going to get the status quo. We need to embrace new faces, new voices in the movement, and connect with all the patriots across the state and start having the really important conversations. The second piece, you asked organizations, but there's not any organization that's backed this effort. I could only give you individual names, and all that can be gathered from the Secretary of State website. But we've raised over $75,000, and that is all from individuals. Folks that if you participate in the Republican Party, you'll recognize a lot of the names on there.
I would agree with you to a point. I think that part of the status quo, though, is there's been so many patriots working so hard, and I've heard that you have been involved in that, but a lot of us that have been involved in that don't know you, and so you can see why that would make people kind of wonder where this well-polished campaign came from. And I do know that you can check the Secretary of State website, but I would think that you would need definitely more than $75,000 to start this campaign.
You're right. We're going to need a lot more than $75,000. I did want to address one thing, because you're describing it as well-polished, almost like this whole thing was engineered. And you can meet anyone on my team, and you're going to realize that what we've done is put together an entire group of outsiders with limited experience, because what I've told them is I want to do something in Idaho politics that has never been done before. And to do that, you don't bring in the people who've been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. You bring in new people with new ideas so we can innovate and create new content and message in a more powerful, compelling way.
Holly, we got to run. Let's go to Eric in Nampa. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I like hearing Mr. Humphries. I just got off my bus, so I'm kind of out of the loop a little bit. But I'm wondering, have you heard from Greg Pruitt and Ammon Bundy?
Well, that's a good question, Eric. Thank you for the call. Greg Pruitt, obviously the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, the Idaho Dispatch, a very big, I'm sure the Dispatch will be covering you.
Yeah, I hope they do. I probably ought to give them a call. And he's covered some of my op-eds before Greg has at the Idaho Dispatch. I enjoy that they plug in different voices and give them an opportunity to speak and be heard. I've never met Ammon Bundy in my life. I have no connection with him. I don't know why he would reach out or anything along those lines.
Mr. Humphries, anything else you'd like to share? We've got about 2 minutes left.
Well, Kevin, first I want to thank you for having us on the show. This is always an incredible opportunity, because when you're grassroots like I am, when you're just trying to get that spark to light the fire for the cause of conservatism in America, it takes a lot of different stakeholders in that, and Kevin Miller and this show is one of the biggest in the state, and so I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be on here. Hope to come back and keep taking calls and answering questions. But what I want to leave with everyone listening is that we have to make some serious changes if we want to turn the tide. And the first and most important thing we have to do is quit being the party of socialism light. We all say the Democrats are socialists, but I want to tell you folks, nationally, the Republican Party has been very comfortable being the party of the kinder, fluffier, lighter form of socialism. That day is done. I am getting off the sidelines. A lot of other grassroots patriots are getting off the sidelines. We're sick and tired of it. We want people who are going to contend for our values and who aren't going to compromise, who don't back down one inch. And I want you to think of this. We have a legislature and a government that's 80% Republican in both houses. We have all Republican state elected officials, some of them at the constitutional level. Some of them do a wonderful job, some not so much.
And that'll have to be the last word, Ed. You're listening to KIDO Talk Radio.